Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. In 2008, we launched the Greener Cow Project, the first program in North America to decrease greenhouse gases caused by cows' burps. If all U.S. dairies did this, it would be like taking 500,000 cars off the road each year. Find out more at stonyfield.com.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Ferocious wildfires have been scorching the earth around the United States. Fueled by tinder-dry trees and fanned by gusting winds, a wildfire in the Boundary Waters wilderness of northern Minnesota charred 100,000 acres of forest, sending clouds of choking smoke 600 miles away. In California, there were mandatory evacuations as wildfires roared near Sequoia National Park. But hardest hit has been Texas, where heat, drought, and human factors have conspired to burn more than 3.5 million acres to a crisp. Ground Zero has been Central Texas. We caught up with reporter Tony Plohetsky in the newsroom of the Austin American-Statesman. Welcome to Living on Earth, Tony.
Thanks for having me.
So I was reading there about 21,000 wildfires in Texas since last November alone, and half since Labor Day. How does this compare?
You know, certainly in this part of the country, we have had wildfires from time to time. But the truth is, this has been an unprecedented year with so many homes burned, 1,500 or more in one area alone in Bastrop County. So it really has been an epic event for us here.
How close have you gotten to these fires?
You know, the nearest one to downtown Austin, which is where I am right now, was about 30 miles away. But I will tell you this, immediately afterwards, you could see smoke from downtown Austin. And in fact, the day after the fires, smoke really hung low throughout downtown Austin. And a lot of people were actually having some health problems associated with it.
Yeah, I imagine the smell must be terrible.
Yeah, it was for a time.
So the conditions in Central Texas this summer sound really intense, very, very hot. I guess you had the hottest August on record.
The truth is, it has been a miserable summer. I mean, here we have had an epic drought that has, you know, taken moisture from the state. We've also been incredibly hot. We've had, you know, 70 plus days of 100 degrees or more with high temperatures, you know, getting into the 110, 112 range and shattering records. So at the same time, we've also seen massive growth. We've seen homes being built along what fire officials call the urban wildland interface, which is sort of the tectonic fault line for wildfire development. And so what experts say is that this year you really have had a combination of factors that have contributed to the wildfire risk and have in fact made this area a real tinderbox.
So you've got an environmental problem, the drought and the heat, and then you have this people problem, people moving into areas that are susceptible to wildfires.
Right. And the thing about that is, you know, they're moving into areas that, frankly, are beautiful. And the Bastrop County fire, you know, you have these beautiful tall pines. And you see people building at the top of hills that have majestic views overlooking the hill country. But at the same time, you know, according to fire experts, when you build and develop in those areas, particularly at the tops of hills, you're really at the top of what they call a matchbox.
Well, aren't there planners who say what you can and can't put in different places?
Well, that is the real interesting thing. You know, much of Texas and this region is not in incorporated cities. They are in more rural areas. And the state really does not allow counties to regulate development. So ultimately, what it comes down to is people have to assume responsibility for their personal property. And so that has really been an issue. There have been moves in different areas to get more stringent regulation in place. But the truth is, many people, homeowners and developers alike, don't want to do that. They want to build as much as they can on that precious property. So that has been an ongoing issue.
What about the firefighters and all the equipment that's needed to fight these? Aren't the firefighters saying, hey, you know, we need some help here?
Absolutely. I do think you're going to see departments really across this region taking a harder look at how they can be more prepared to go after these fires should they break out, and possibly seeking grants to help buy more equipment or pay for more firefighters, and as well as, you know, getting that from their local budgets.
You know that FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, covers, what, 75% of fighting these types of fires?
That is my understanding, yeah.
And that families that are affected can get up to $30,000 to cover non-insured risks. You know, here you've got Governor Rick Perry of Texas saying, you know, we've got these fires. He rushed back from the campaign trail to go there. And yet the federal government, which he'd like to cut, is picking up a big part of the tab to fight and fend off these fires.
But, you know, local resources have certainly been used to fight the fires as well.
But if there were cuts here, they'd bite pretty deep.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the way cuts work. Yeah, absolutely.
So is there any pushback by people? Are people now saying, hey, maybe we need to have some better planning or prepare better for next year?
Absolutely. I mean, that seems to be where the renewed focus is. But I got to tell you, too, at the same time, people just want to get back to their property. They want to see what's left. And the conversation has really shifted to rebuilding and whether or not to rebuild. And if to rebuild, how to do it and where to do it. That really seems to be the focus here right now.
Tony, do you think this is the new normal? I mean, you keep on having droughts. You have these intense weather conditions, wildfires out of control. Is this the new norm?
You know, some people would certainly say that it is, and that, you know, next summer is going to bring even more issues. It's definitely kind of a tender place to be. We're going to have to keep watching it very closely in the months and possibly years to come.
Well, Tony Plohetsky, thank you so very much.
Thank you. Take care.
Tony Plohetsky is a reporter with the Austin American-Statesman in Austin, Texas.